Yeah, absolutely. You know, in high school, was lucky enough to be drafted by the Pittsburgh Pirates in the 17th round of the Major League Baseball draft. Drafted as a pitcher, played 3 years in their system. Struggled through a lot of things. Developed the yips, kind of lost my fastball. Battled with that for 3 years, you know, tried a lot of things to try to right that. Ended up calling one of my good buddies from back home. He ended up getting me in contact with Steve Spurrier Jr., which helped me walk on at South Carolina. But, you know, having the ability to be drafted in one sport and now in a couple months my second sport, and I'm just humbled and blessed to be in this situation. The biggest thing that I take from my experiences from baseball, you know, as hard as it was and what I went through in those three seasons, you know, it's made me a pretty resilient person. You know, I was pretty much at the bottom of the sports world, stayed in the rookie league for 3 years, but, you know, battled my way out, made a life change, and, you know, I've brought myself to this situation. Yes, sir. Couldn't even play catch on, like, a foul line, just how, like, kids do. Just kind of, I don't know what it was. My first season was fine. You know, kind of went through, actually did really well my first season. Then I came back and kind of developed that, but, you know, it's pretty bizarre.
How long did you take trying to figure out the source of that, trying to fix it? What different steps did you take?
I went and saw numerous psychiatrists, sports therapists, you know, tried to find the root of it, but, you know, to this day, you know, haven't really figured out what happened, but happy to be where I'm at. I haven't tried, to be completely honest. I haven't even gone near a baseball field. I would like to see where it's at, you know. Not having the pressure of being in it, maybe it'd be different, but, you know, I like being on a football field now.
Obviously, you have no problem catching a football
field. No, sir, none at all.
What do you hear? What are you expecting in the draft? What are you hearing?
A lot of speculation with stuff like that. You know, I've heard first round, I've heard second round, I've heard third, I've heard fourth. I just try to let all that stuff work itself out and, you know, perform well on the field here tomorrow, and I think the rest will take care of itself.
Is it widely regarded as a deep tight end draft class? What sets you apart from your peer group?
You know, I think it's my sure-handedness. You know, I dropped one pass in 3 years at South Carolina. My speed, you know, I'm hoping to run in the 4.5s tomorrow. That's what I've been training at. And just my physicality. You know, I've tried, you know, my run blocking could obviously be better. I think I could say that about a lot of things, but, you know, I think my physicality and my want to in the blocking game also separates me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. I pitched in that game. I believe that that was probably that must have been our fall league of 2014 because I came back for the next spring training and they tried me at hitting. And, you know, I kind of saw the writing on the wall, you know, wanted to make a change.
Have you restarted the formal and informal?
Yes, sir.
How about getting interviews? Have you met with the Saints?
Not yet. I believe I have actually 11 of those tonight. I haven't checked out the rooms yet, but that might be one of them. I actually met with Coach Nussmeier last night. They just hired him as the tight ends coach in the informal meeting room. Haven't had a formal with him yet, though. I mean, to be able to be on a team with a Hall of Famer and I can, you know, pick his brain about his experiences in the NFL, I mean, that would be absolutely amazing if I could be on a team like that.
How about Meyer?
Yes, sir. I met with him 2 nights ago.
He's a pretty open tight end at the moment. I mean, that is a better opportunity.
You know, if I had the ability to stay in Florida, Florida boy born and raised, so, I mean, having that possibility is kind of huge. Like you said, it's open down there. You know, whatever team I get on and takes me in the draft, I'm excited to compete.
How do you feel about your ability to play in line, out wide, in the slot, et cetera, across the formation?
You know, I think I've showed, you know, on my tape that, you know, when I'm flexed out wide, you know, I'm able to, you know, change the game for our offense. Looking to take that to whatever team drafts me, you know, I think that's kind of what I specialize in. But in the run game, you know, I love being physical. I love hitting people. That's why I made the switch from baseball. You know, if I can just sharpen up some techniques, you know, I think I'm going to be able to change my game and take it to the next level.
Have you gotten to meet with Philadelphia?
No, sir, not yet.
Does it change for you? There's maturity you have, but on the other hand, maybe not.
You know, the age thing is something that I've heard over the past couple weeks. From my personal opinion, I don't really buy into it. You know, I played 1 year of high school football. You know, I don't have the wear and tear that some of these guys do. You know, I played 2 full seasons at South Carolina, and in my opinion, you know, I'm just kind of tapping into what I've been able to do as a football player. You know, in two short seasons in South Carolina, I was able to be named first team all SEC. You know, and I think that's just the beginning of what I'm going to be able to do. As far as the settings, you know, I definitely have a little bit of a different perspective. You know, haven't been interviewed before, been on the professional minor league platform. Makes things like this a little bit easier. Yes, sir. The first night I met with them. Formal. Yes, sir. No. My family's from Pittsburgh. Yes, sir. Monroeville. My dad was born up there. No, sir. They moved down when he was 8 years old to Jacksonville, and then they've been there since. I rooted for both the Jags and the Steelers growing up. I was torn, man. That was tough. You know, my family was all rooting for them, but later on, I tried not to play favorites because eventually I'll be playing for one of the 32 teams. So, not yet, not formally, no, sir. I won't tell y'all what he says to players verbatim to kind of, you know, get them moving forward, but I couldn't imagine it being any worse.
Give us something good about playing for him.
He's really a player's coach, you know, and then like you said, the way that he kind of approaches players, I mean, he is what you see on TV. You know, he's that intense coach all the time. You know, he wants the best out of his players, and, you know, when he does those things that the media kind of scrutinizes him for, you know, screaming and yelling. I mean, in my personal opinion, having played for him for 2 years, that's his way of trying to bring out the best in the player. And it sure tapped into my athletic ability. And he challenged me when he first stepped on campus, you know, and I thank him for it. You know, at the time, I was like, oh, man, you know, thought I was going to be in his doghouse for a while. But he challenged me as a man, challenged me as a player, and, you know, I thank him for it today.
What's that story?
It was his first season there. We were in a 2-minute drive going down the field, and I did not come out. I think it was like 12 plays in a row. We were going up and down the field. So I was dog tired. They threw me a flat route, and I kind of just reached one hand out for it, and it bounced off my hand, hit the first down marker, and he grabbed me, and in his way let me know that wasn't acceptable at South Carolina. That was a practice. One that I watch is Greg Olsen. You know, I think he does both phases of the game extremely well. You know, he's able to get his face in there at the point of attack. You know, he loves to block. And he definitely stretches the field vertically, which is, you know, something that I try to model my game after.
Did you have the arm if you played more?
I did, but I didn't want to. I thought, you know, starting football at 21 years old, I'd be behind the eight ball a little bit. So, played receiver in high school. That's what I walked on as. And then Coach Muschamp switched me over to tight end. Jameson Tyon, Adam Frazier, I'm sure there's some other guys that I'm leaving. Max Moroff, he's in there, infield utility guy. But yeah, a lot of those guys, you know, kind of was in the system with them. I didn't go as high as they did, obviously. They kind of shot up the system, but it's cool seeing those guys do well.
How hard was it to go through what you went through as a pitcher? When you know you can do it, but you know, just not having it quite
out? It was tough. Like I said, I still really haven't found the root of it to this day, but you know, I was All-American, everything in high school, played in the Under Armour All-American game, never had any problems, got with the Pirates, and like I said, I mean, I played my first season, you know, I dominated, did really well, came back that fall league, and then things just kind of fell apart, you know. I exhausted all my resources trying to figure it out, but like I said, brought me to this table here talking to you guys, so I can't complain. I would just say, like I said, it taught me how resilient I am. You know, I kind of had something taken away from me that I was really, really good at and really, really passionate about. I was able to dig myself out of it, you know, make a life change. Brought myself here. You know, I love football, and it's just kind of lit a fire under me, and it makes me the passionate player that I am today. So looking back on it, I'm glad I went through it. Yes, sir. His name is Scott Ellerton. He worked with me the last year and a half. you know, me and him really created a good friendship, good bond. He was the one that kind of, when things got closer to the end of my baseball career, you know, he heard the way that I had talked about football, and he gave me that push to go pursue it. Oh, yes, I've heard that name before. All those names, yeah. The one I guess I kind of really looked into and did the most research was Rick Ankiel. You know, if you can watch what he did in the playoffs, that, I mean, really is kind of what happened to me, you know, that whole story. And it's crazy to see it happen. Like I said, it's weird. It comes out of nowhere. But, I mean, it's more prominent than people really know about and give it credit for. Yeah, absolutely. I did hypnosis, tried that. There was one doctor that taught us, like, tried to teach me, like, a tapping method or something. Trust me, I exhausted all my resources and tried to figure it out, but, like I said, I just couldn't really figure it out. Permanent captain as a sophomore, first one in school history. Yes, sir, absolutely.
7-for-93 against Georgia, big game.
Yes, sir. There was a few times where we had a little zone insert. You know, me and Roquan met in the B gap a few times. He's an extremely, extremely athletic player, very physical, runs both sidelines very well. You know, playing in the SEC is a privilege. You know, you face players like first round players every single week, whether it's on the edge, in the secondary, or like Roquan, you know, playing linebacker. So, you know, he's definitely one of the best that I've played against. You know, and I'm excited to see where he ends up. The baseball draft, my experience with that was a little bit different than this. This is obviously on a bigger scale. But as far as, you know, when draft day comes, it'll probably calm me down a little bit. I didn't have the best experience with my MLB draft. You know, figured I'd go a little bit earlier, kind of fell off to the later rounds. But, you know, this time I think I'm just going to calm down a little bit more. You know, spend some time with my family, have my phone on me. But, you know, just try to enjoy the process a little bit more than I did the first time. Some of them do. You know, some teams have their different methods. Some teams, I've been in a couple rooms, you don't even talk football. They just want to get to know you as a person, as a player, what type of character you have. Some teams, you walk in there and you go straight with the position coach and you go straight to the board. Watch your film, ask you questions, try to pick your brain what you know about football. It's just really cool for me to see, you know, what teams come from different angles. You know, they want to see if you fit their system. So it's a really cool experience. That always comes up, you know, in the teams, they want to know your background. So I'm constantly telling the baseball story. I kind of have it memorized now. But, you know, I'm at the point that I'm at now, you know, like I said, as tough as it was to go through back then, you know, it's part of my story, and it's who I am today. So, you know, I love telling it.
Did you talk to the Steelers tight end coach? Because I'm curious what he
would. I believe today I did an informal. We talked about kind of the basic rundown. I didn't really talk a lot of football, but, yeah, I met with him today.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you all.